Within the Simulation, The Search for the Creator, Chapter 9, Nature's Blueprint. As of late, Fatima, Avari, Timmy, and Trey, under the guidance of the Guardian, have been schooled in a new reality. Within the simulation, attention is the true currency. Objects and situations become fluid, mutable figures, transforming and adapting based on where and how focus is directed. They've also learned that time is an illusion, flexible and malleable, and that distances are nothing more than deceptive data points on a small surface. Perhaps a surface as small as a microchip containing lines of code. Armed with this newfound knowledge, their so-called education, or perhaps something much more profound, continues under the Guardian's watchful eye. Only the Guardian has taken the day off, and it's up to Fatima to continue the group's tutelage. They've all migrated back to the warehouse area, and she stands before a whiteboard explaining the principles of basic simulation theory. Think of the simulation as a system designed to preserve energy, just like nature does, she says. It's not just mimicking natural laws, it's evolving in response to them, Fatima adds. The less energy it uses, the more stable that the simulation becomes. And that's why we see things like shortcuts and non-local connections, they're ways to conserve energy. And Aravi, raising a question, says, so it's not just a machine. The simulation is adapting, evolving. And Fatima nods. Exactly. It's like a living organism, reacting to minimize waste, but it also reacts to emotional energy. It seems to prefer harmony over chaos because it takes less energy to maintain. The group nods, intrigued but still a bit puzzled. Trey listens, contemplating the implications, while Timmy looks down, clearly thinking about his son, now two levels beneath him. The following day, the Guardian is back, instructing the group. You're beginning to understand the fundamental rules. The simulation favors energy conservation, as the scientist has said, including emotional and spiritual energy. Your next task is to apply this knowledge to build something that will last. Timmy steps forward, though, concerned. What about my son? He's now two levels below me in the simulation. So how do I bring him back without losing more energy, or how do I bring him back at all? And the Guardian says, reconnection can be achieved within the simulation, but it must serve the purpose of maintaining balance and harmony. A strong emotional bond can create a bridge if it does not drain too much energy. The group takes in this new information, preparing mentally for what lies ahead. The Guardian waits a moment, then leads them into a restricted area, a distorted space, a place between levels in the simulation. Timmy takes several deep breaths, preparing himself for what might lie ahead. And he says plaintively to the Guardian, I've tried reaching out to him through love alone, but it wasn't enough. And I guess we'll do it your way. There must be a more, what you call, what is it? An efficient way. The Guardian seems to ignore him, apparently consumed with its tasks. So Aravi answers Timmy, saying softly, well, think about the connection that you want, not just the reunion, but the energy of that bond, what it can do and how that can grow. And Fatima adds, Timmy, it's not just about love. It's about purpose. Love without purpose can dissipate. Think of your shared goals with him. You're wanting to raise him to be a man. His wanting to be a good son and make you proud of him. So your future together, focus on that. Timmy closes his eyes, concentrating. He envisions a future where he and his son build something meaningful together. A father-son relationship, and then something more concrete. They build a garage, a life, engage on an adventure together, a hunting expedition. And the space around the group begins to shimmer, and a faint bridge starts to form. Trey wonders aloud, is the bridge the result of the love between a father and a son, or does it form because of the simulation? And the guardian stops what he's doing, turns, and says, it is a product of both. Without love, the bridge would be very difficult to form. But on the other hand, without the simulation, love by itself would not be enough. And Fatima, who is intrigued by this, says, well, what about a couple? If the couple was separated due to their differences, could the innate love they have and the simulation bring them back together? And the guardian feels compelled to answer, and he says, no, that's where marriage counselors come in, but they may be a product of the simulation too. His response is nearly humorous, leading Trey to wonder aloud, is he putting us on, or is he really telling the truth? And the guardian, overhearing him, says, I never lie. Meanwhile, the bridge between the two levels of the simulation are becoming more distinct, solidifying with Timmy's focus on both love and purpose, and with the help of the sim. The guardian now says, you've discovered something fundamental. The simulation favors connections that enhance stability, that conserve energy, and help build towards something greater. Who's that little boy at the edge of the bridge? Is that my son? Timmy exclaims. And as he continues to focus at the figure across the bridge, the figure takes on shape, form, details fill in, and indeed, it is Timmy's son. He takes a hesitant, wondrous step forward. It's okay, come to me. It's Daddy. I'm here for you, he says, teary-eyed. As the two run toward each other, they then embrace, the bridge solidifying beneath them, and the blurred realms between them stabilizing. The simulation itself seems to hum with harmony. The seekers enjoy several hours, first watching the reunion, and then leaving the two by themselves and going off on their own. Fatima visits Aravi's yoga studio the following day, still under the influence of the emotional reunion. The two sit together, taking a moment of peace after the emotional ordeal they went through, for Timmy's angst and then his relief was also their own. The group has grown tight, their emotions shared, their lives now joined in a kind of synergy, and their experiences shared as almost one character. Fatima says, you know, it makes me want to really reach out and find and reconnect with my daughter. I'm sure she's okay. She's with her father, and I don't want to encroach, but it made me teary-eyed nonetheless. And it made me teary-eyed because what would I do if I felt I might never see my daughter again? And Aravi says, well, I understand. And the connection between us all as part of a group, well, it's a strong one. We as human beings tend to attach to each other. And Fatima nods and then says, you know, you seem to be so conversant in the ideas of love and connection, but what about you? You don't seem to have anything significant in your life, and you deserve only the best, Aravi. So what is it that you want? And if it is something you want, why don't you have it? You're the most complete of all of us. And Aravi says softly, well, I do want love and connection like any other human being, but my path toward it may be different. You see, I've chosen to dedicate myself to the divine and to serve others. It's a different kind of love. And Fatima nods understandingly. Well, that's why you're so good at guiding us, because you give without any of us asking you. And Aravi says, well, thank you, but maybe it's because I'm guided by divinity. And also because I believe in love in all its forms. And I really believe it's love that keeps us moving forward, which keeps us evolving. Meanwhile, Trey has kept to himself, apart from the others, for several days now. And Fatima finds him in the coffee shop, the place where they first had met. She enters the bistro tentatively, sensing his mood. He looks up from his typing on his laptop, and Fatima says softly to him, "What's wrong, Trey? You've been so distant, especially toward me. And it can't be about what we've been through because, well, Timmy had a happy ending. Nothing to be sad about. We should celebrate." And Trey, struggling with his emotions, finally comes clean. "Fatima," he says, leaning forward, "it's just that everything, especially with you, feels too good, you know? Like, everything I've always wanted in a partner is happening to me. And that scares me. In my life, every time things started to become great, a business flourishing, having a good relationship, it always seems to fall apart. I'm almost afraid of great, and I'd rather settle for poor to mediocre." Fatima sits down and then moves closer, trying to understand. "So you're pulling away, Trey, because you're afraid of losing something that matters to you. Is that right?" "Well, I'm not used to things working out. I'm used to things going wrong. And when they go right, believe it or not, I panic a lot more than when things start going wrong. And with you, things are going very, very well. And so that means that I would truly feel the loss if we ever, well, broke up." Fatima jokes, "So why don't I make you feel a lot better and start a nasty argument?" And Trey nods at this, and then Fatima reaches out, holding his hand reassuringly. "Listen, I get it, Trey, but if you don't take the chance, you'll never know. Life isn't about avoiding pain, it's about embracing what brings us joy, even if that something is scary to us." Trey looks at her, his fear giving way to understanding. "I don't want to mess this up. I could get jealous, overly possessive, or you could just break my heart. They would all be bad things." And Fatima says sincerely, "Well, then let's not mess this up. Let's just see where this goes together." They share a quiet, understanding moment, a tentative but hopeful connection forming between them. A few days later, the Guardian is holding court once more in the warehouse, the group standing together, reflecting on what they've been able to achieve and learn. The Guardian looks at them, his expression unreadable. "You have all passed this test, but remember, there are more layers to uncover. You've shown a mastery of the idea of the evolving simulation, its priority to conserve energy, and how that can be used toward human purposes. The simulation is evolving just as you are, and you appear to understand this. Use what you've been taught wisely." The heroes have gained more than knowledge. Timmy is reunited with his son. Trey has been able to confess his fear of relationships, revealing a deeper vulnerability. And meanwhile, Aravi gets a chance to express her own version of love, perhaps a form of agape love, where her love for humanity transcends any singular partner. It's an all-encompassing expression of love that unites the four heroes as each try to find their own way to love and to be loved. And despite their fears, their struggles, and their differences, they find harmony within the simulation, each seeking connection in their own way, embracing the complexities of love and life and the complexities of the simulation.